The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently -1 degree at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Selma Verjoum. Here are today's headlines. One, Canada bets millions on AI, battling sexual violence on campuses, and are we fuelish when it comes to energy? The federal government will invest an additional $40 million in various artificial intelligence projects. The funding will be made through the Montreal-based company Scale AI. Olivier Paymont joins us from the company's offices in Little Italy, where the announcement was made. Olivier, what does the investment consist of exactly?
The $40 million investment will bring the federal government's contribution to Scale AI up to $117 million. Six projects were already underway, but the additional sums will allow Scale AI to invest into 9 new ones. This will be done in a broad range of sectors, such as the construction industry in Quebec, warehouses in Alberta, but also potatoes in New Brunswick. Caroline Morissette, the Vice President of Digital and Data at McCain Foods, gave this example.
We see the opportunity for technology and for data to make our processes more efficient, more sustainable, and even more fun.
Olivier, Canada is starting to position itself as a world leader in artificial intelligence.
The Federal Minister of Science and Innovation, François-Philippe Champagne, was present for the announcement and claimed that the country was starting to make people jealous on the international scene. He recounted that during a visit in Washington last week, people were telling him how impressed they were with Canada's artificial intelligence industry. He also claimed the country would arrive into the G7 meeting in Japan in May as one of the leaders in the sector.
And we want to continue. It's not something that we can start and stop. We have to continuously invest to make sure that we remain competitive.
And Olivier, the press conference took an unexpected turn during the question period.
The press conference served as an opportunity for Scale AI, their partners, and the federal government to pat themselves on the back for their investment. But that changed when reporters took the microphone during the question period. They pressed Minister Champagne on the impact AI can have on job losses and small companies across the country, and also questioned him about the potential damages of the Rogers-Shaw merger.
Thanks, Olivier. That was Olivier Paymont, live from Scale AI's offices in Little Italy. Inflation has made things harder for small businesses in Quebec. It's resulting in them cutting jobs and reducing prices. Jason Brian Jean-Baptiste has more regarding this story. Jason, what can you tell us about this report?
The Canadian Federation of Independent Business released a study about the impact of inflation on small businesses. 64% of business owners said that inflation has limited their activity. Furthermore, they had to increase their price up to 73% and work 59% more hours. Clément Joly, the author of this report, says that the lack of support from Quebec's government makes it even harder to start a new business.
The government of Quebec has to put some measures and programs to help business owners if they want to start and to build a company.
What is the impact of inflation on small businesses?
The growth of these businesses is stunned by inflation. However, some experts disagree with this conclusion. Ethan Cox, political analyst, says the situation isn't bad as it looks. Some businesses may use inflation as an excuse to take advantage of their employees and customers.
The smallest part of that is actual inflation. The largest part of that is companies trying to take advantage of the perception of inflation to price gouge. And that's certainly what we're seeing with the grocery chain.
The CIFB says that Quebec's government will have to reduce charges on small businesses across the province to ensure the well-being of our economy.
Thank you, Jason. That was Jason reporting on inflation. Young people in Quebec are prioritizing work over their studies. Most students try to both study and work at the same time. Sadly, not everyone is able to handle working 15 to 20 hours each week while also being a full-time student. According to a 2022 survey, many young people are dropping out of school or delaying their studies to work more. The same survey says that 22% of 18 to 35-year-olds believe that degrees are less important to succeed than they were prior to the pandemic. The Ministry of Education has conducted a press conference this morning regarding their new plan for sexual violence awareness in school. Here's Ravina Sagantiyog reporting on their new plan.
Nearly 19% of sexual violences happen in the parking lot of the victims' cars, while some occur in bathrooms or even hallways of their school. According to Pascal Derry, part of the Ministry of the Education, they plan on investing $54 million for the next 5 years to enforce and strengthen resources towards sexual violences in school.
I think we need to continue to raise awareness, we need to continue to do prevention, we need to better equip the institutions, colleges and universities to give them better tools to counter, obviously, sexual violence. So to support...
About one-third of people are victims of sexual violence, whether that is a student or a teacher. Women and people of various gender identities are more likely to be victim of sexual assaults, whether that is in changing rooms, the bathrooms, or even hallways. They don't plan on changing their plan from 2017, but instead, they're investing more money to enforce the plan that they already have. Here's Manon Bergeron on how schools already deal with their plans.
Puisque tout le monde peut être interpellé directement ou indirectement.
Anyone can be affected, whether that is directly or indirectly.
Vous avez des personnes qui se questionnent sur leur propre comportement ou comme personnes ayant déjà posé des gestes de violence à caractère sexuel.
Whether they are victims or witnesses, everyone is questioning their own actions. Other than enforcing their resources and investing more money, they don't really have any short-term plans to help sexual violence. For Concordia News, I'm Ravina Sagantiyog.
The city of Montreal is being taken to court for racial profiling. The trial is being instigated by the Montreal-based group, the Ligue des Noirs de Montréal. The civil rights organization is seeking $170 million in compensation on behalf of a group of people who say they were racially profiled between the summer of 2017 and early January of 2019. The trial will start today at the Palais de Justice de Montréal and is expected to last until February 22nd. Despite the lower consumption rate during the pandemic, Quebec isn't on the right track to decarbonize its economy. Gas sales continue to increase and cars are more and more present on the roads. 2030 might not be so feasible anymore, Ines Riffé reports.
Quebec's climate action is not living up to its goals, and we might be looking at a 2050 decarbonization. HEC Montreal's report on the topic suggests lowering costs and carbon consumption so that the transition to electric cars isn't so rough. Report contributor Pierre-Olivier Pinault is alarmed.
What we really need is less vehicles on the road. We need more collective and public transit. We need more active transportation, but we need less vehicles. We cannot afford to add more vehicles on the roads.
Quebec has the necessary resources too. We're seeing massive dependence on gas-based energy and fossil fuels, but the solution might be right next door. Political commentator Ethan Cox isn't surprised at the inaction.
It's particularly upsetting because Quebec should be doing far better than any other jurisdiction because we have such an advantage in terms of hydroelectric power.
There's a chance Hydro-Quebec may move into that direction with its new lead. However, it could also go the opposite direction. Only time will tell. Ines Riffé, CJCN News in NDG.
A business in Montreal's West End was attacked on Monday night around 1 a.m. A fire started because of an incendiary object that was thrown into the business. Firefighters were able to stop the fire soon enough, and the damages were very minimal. Thankfully, no one was hurt, and as of right now, no arrest has been made yet. The police say they will come back to the scene and continue to investigate this incident. For Sunday sports, a first for pro tennis, Wu Yibing became the first Chinese player to win an ATP title. The Golden Knights had a staggering win in hockey, and a head-to-head Eagles versus Chiefs Super Bowl game had watchers on the edge of their seats. Here is Maria Cholakova with your sports news.
This was the field goal for the Kansas City Chiefs at the Super Bowl with just 8 seconds left. This is the Chiefs' second championship in 3 years. Both teams were tied at 35 points with just minutes to play. The Kansas City quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, was named MVP, and this is his second time he came back from 10-point deficit to win the Super Bowl. In hockey, the Montreal Canadiens scored 6 goals against the Edmonton Oilers yesterday night. That was their second victory in just 2 days, beating the New York Islanders 4-3 on Saturday night.
Eichel curls up into the circle. Shot! Score! Again, hit the post initially. Might have hit Colton White and then kicked in.
That was Jack Eichel, ninth center who scores the 5th goal in the game against the Anaheim Ducks. Ducks scored 2 goals throughout the game, but couldn't score more. The Knights are playing the Sharks this Thursday. In soccer, it turns out the Canadian women's team will play, even after talks about strikes, due to the Soccer Federation threatening them with legal action.
Wu Yibing is a champion on the ATP Tour for the very first time. He becomes the first Chinese man in the Open era to win an
Tennis
ATP Tour
title. Tennis history was made yesterday. Wu Yibing became the first Chinese player to win the ATP title ever. Wu scored a 7-6 victory in the last set to win the match against John Isner. The 23-year-old jumped 39 spots this week from number 97 to 58 after winning yesterday's match. And that's all for sports.
Last night, Rihanna took the stage at the Super Bowl for a show-stopping performance. Dressed in a bright red jumpsuit, she showed off her curves along with her new baby bump. According to a spokesperson for the singer, Rihanna is indeed pregnant with her second child. The father is her longtime boyfriend, rapper A$AP Rocky. They already welcomed their first child last year in May of 2022. Her baby will soon have a little brother or sister. Congratulations, Riri. Today, the weather will be cloudy, but not too cold, reaching 1 degree Celsius. It should be very similar for the rest of the week. The weather shouldn't reach below zero for at least 10 days. We should even have a few days at 7 degrees before going back to a more normal 1 or 2 degrees. It's perfect weather to play in the snow, take a walk outside, or do any kind of winter activity to enjoy our rare days of a not-so-cold winter. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Selma Fertius.